flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right. Ticket giveaway Friday. Eagles, Washington, big game happening. We all know it. We gave you one name yesterday. We're going to give you another name that you can know to win the tickets right now.
And the name is...
All right, the name is Chad Lewis. We've got an Eagles...
I would have guessed that one.
NFC Championship theme thing going here yesterday. Or this week. Yesterday we gave you an 80 name. Today we give you an 04 name. You can expect a 17 and 22 name. But don't expect it always to be the best player. Seltzer, I can't make it that easy.
I'm with you, buddy.
Chad Lewis wasn't the best player, but he scored 2 touchdowns
You're
in that
damn
game.
Damn right.
Yes, he did.
2 touchdowns.
And broke his foot.
Did break his foot.
He called it the best worst day of his life. Fashion. Whatever,
what was
yes.
it, John?
It was his plantar fascia.
Okay, well. Joe,
trivia question.
Yes, sir.
You will know this, but I don't know if anybody else will.
Okay.
When Chad Lewis tore his plantar, John, you can't answer either if you're on the team.
Yeah.
If when Chad Lewis tore his plantar fascia,
yep.
In the NFC Championship game and knew he couldn't play in the Super Bowl,
yep.
who did he recommend?
Oh, I know.
To Andy Reid to sign, who wasn't on a team all year to play
Reed's
in
got
the
it,
Super
I know
Bowl.
It too. Yeah, yeah, I think we all know it.
Who is it?
Oh,
touchdown T.
Touchdown T.
Yeah.
Rhea doesn't know.
No.
Devin?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Seltzer knows. Seltzer, who is it?
Jeff Thomason?
Yeah. Jeff Thomason.
Touchdown T.
The Thomason T.
That's right. So here's the thing a lot of people would probably forget. While it was a really cool story, and he came, I think, from Toll Brothers right off the street of construction.
That's right, the construction.
Yeah, and he hadn't played for 2 years. The problem was he had a massive holding penalty at the end of the first half on a kick return, which is why the Eagles sat on the ball at the end of the first half instead of go for it when there had been a good kick return by probably that J.R. Reed guy, whatever that guy's name was.
God, what a career he would have had if he hadn't toured.
Reed.
Remember, jumping over a fence?
Something bad, yeah. He was a good guy, too.
Half, yeah.
All right, so anyway, know the name Chad Lewis for Friday, and know the four names we say this week, and with those names, you can win tickets to the Eagles game versus Washington.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
We'll give them away Friday at 8 o'clock. You can get to the game. All right, to the phones. JB in Chestnut Hill. Good morning, JB.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, John, ladies.
What's up, JB?
What up?
Yo, what's up, Ross? Another thing, with all the snow that won't go anywhere, John, did you know that there is a snowman that's over 10 feet tall that's made every year? Or 10 stories tall.
That doesn't seem...
10 stories?
10 stories is really... That's
no, where?
Yeah, there's two. There's one. I think one's in Maine somewhere and one's in Austria, and they compete. There's one of them has the record. I'm not exactly sure. I know it's over 100 feet.
Like wow, that's wild, man.
Like that. It's insane.
He's right, 122 feet in Maine, Bethel, Maine.
That's pretty cool.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. So they use a crane to put the head
on it? It looks like Austria beat them. Austria 124.8 a couple years ago. So he's right. It's those two battling.
Wow.
Austria beat them. I love that.
Austria versus Maine.
124-foot snowman. Think about that's 12 basketball hoops on top of each other.
No, I'm just thinking about like the giant snowball that becomes the head. How do you get that on there?
Very carefully.
All right, JB, what do you got on the Eagles?
Yeah. As far as the birds, Joe, I got a bone to pick up. Joe, I agree with you, first of all. Get rid of the flowers nonsense. I'm tired of that comment.
Yep.
I think if you look at the way that the Lions game went, it was a track meet. And it was a lot of behind the linebacker throws, which favors AJ because, as we used to call, or at least older football players would call, that show, that simulated, it's really just show blitz. You throw behind with slants and quick hitch throws, which is what Detroit was doing well, and then they were throwing the ball to Gibbs out of the backfield. So I think a sneaky guy to watch this weekend might be Kenneth Gainwell. I know it's crazy, but if you catch him out of the backfield or Saquon catching the ball out of the backfield, that's going to be a huge deal.
Well, I think in particular, if the Eagles want to run it a ton but don't want to run Saquon 35 times, if Jalen is compromised, yeah, Gainwell could get 12
to 15. He had a couple nice
15.
Plays
Listen,
in the game. Over
guys,
yeah.
Let's give the guy credit. He's had a good year.
Yeah, every time he touches the ball, it's a positive play.
I mean, we were very down on him last year. He has had an entering free agency. He's had a very solid year.
And he looks faster.
He does.
And more. Yep.
Looks good.
He's very quick. And the Lions were somewhere in the neighborhood. I mean, you could take that long run out by Williams. It was like 60 yards. But they in the neighborhood, Gibbs and the other runner, it was like 7 yards per carry. Run the ball, a lot of screen work, because Gibbs got a lot of screen work too. And then that opens up.
Well, the Eagles don't run screen good, so let's just start with that. They're horrible at it.
That is true.
Horrible.
So before I give you my photo thing, as a guy who was a very, very common resident at the Jug, at Father Judge. Jug does not need to hang. We were told.
I thought it was Yugum. Yugum, to hang someone.
Yugum with a J in Latin is to burden, and you go to Judge to release the Jug.
I can't believe you came up with to hang.
It's a little hard.
I was like, what?
Well, it might have been an urban legend, but that was what was going around town. All right, JB, I appreciate the Latin knowledge. That's well done by you. Give me an iconic still image from a movie.
You took Latin.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't get as far as...
You took Latin in high school.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, I didn't get to hanging. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I took French and knew that, and you took Latin.
All right, give me an iconic image from a movie.
How about the ending of Rocky III when they hit each other and it makes the painting?
It's a real freeze frame.
All right.
An actual real one.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
I've seen that 50,000 times.
Yeah, it's not
just
bad.
Just that freeze frame scene. That was on Prism.
No,
that was on Prism every day.
Prism.
How many times did you argue who won the fight? How many times have you had that discussion?
Wait, which fight?
The one that we would see.
And Apollo.
Yes. Like how many times?
We found out years later.
I know that it was Apollo, but
I never argued it.
Really?
No.
For someone who talked about if the hat fell off, you don't talk about the hypothetical fight that the movie ends with.
All
right. Apollo just wiped the floor with him.
Yeah, I think so.
Apollo was a better fighter.
It's not even close.
Not even close.
Apollo's better at everything. Just think back to the. The breezy stride on the beach.
Oh my goodness!
As Sly is just chugging away as hard as he possibly can. You got Carl Weathers just gently,
majestically
jogging,
gliding
beside
him.
He's trying to slow it down for the camera, and I respect that. All right, so let's get Russ. I want to get to this Jaden Daniels, just dynamic. I mean, my God. So I said earlier, Russ, two main ways I think the Eagles lose, and I don't think the Eagles will lose. But two main ways if they lose that I think something from the game could manifest. Jalen not being as effective because of the knee and the impact on the offense. And the second is if Jaden Daniels just goes wild and plays phenomenal, as sometimes young athletes in big spots do. Josh Beckett did it with the Marlins in 03. Magic did it with the Lakers in 80. Tim Duncan did it in 99 with the Spurs. I mean, sometimes a young guy is just way ahead of the curve. Before we get your thoughts, Ross, I want to get to something Ron Jaworski said to us. This goes back about a month and a half ago. Jaws, I don't know if this was November or December, but Jaws said this to us about Jaden Daniels earlier in the season.
When you look at Jaden Daniels, there's not a thing he can't do. He makes every throw. He's got great anticipation. He can run. He just got... I talked to some guys yesterday. I said, to me, he's like a mini Randall Cunningham. Randall was bigger and taller. And I used to nickname Randy Gumby because he was kind of that loosey-goosey kind of guy. And if you watch Jaden Daniels right now, he's kind of a mini Randall.
All right, now I want to play a different piece of audio because that was something Jaws said to us earlier this week. I want to go back to what he said to us earlier in the season. Here's what Jaws said earlier this year. Jaden Daniels, how good is he?
I don't want to overblow what I'm going to say, but I will. He's the best rookie quarterback I have ever seen, Joe.
That's a big wow, Joss.
I've seen a lot of them. I came in this league in 1973. I've been around a long time. The guy has been absolutely phenomenal. There's his calmness, his ability to throw the ball deep, short, his anticipation. I watch his feet. He's very calm in the pocket. And he's a guy that kind of plays with a smile on his face. He's enjoying playing football. And he seems to have rallied the Washington Commanders, and where he's the guy that is their future.
Wow.
He, He's really been outstanding. His ability to extend the play, read coverage, throw accurately. I mean, it's remarkable for a rookie. I've been just blown away.
All right, Ross, I think the Eagles are going to win, but I'm aware this guy could snatch it from them. How good is he?
Yeah, I mean, he's already pretty clearly a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, and I think with how he's playing in the postseason, I think he's trying to push the conversation into already being one of the top five.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he's five, literally five, behind in whatever order you put Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, and Josh Allen. He may be five right now. And that poses a problem.
Well, it's a short-term and long-term problem.
That's correct.
He's not going anywhere. The thing that's so wild about it is, I don't know if we talked about this during the regular season, but, you know, during the pre-draft process, okay, I don't pretend to be a quarterback guru.
Yep.
So I have all these guys come on, you know, my Ross Tucker podcast, and it's like Phil Sims and Orlovsky and Lewis Riddick and Greg Cosell and Chase and blah, 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 Sean King. I would say all of them either said they liked him more than Caleb Williams or they kind of intimated it when you heard him talk. Like, I could see that he was clearly a much better runner. And then they were all telling me he's obviously a better pocket passer and pure progression reader. So I'm sitting there thinking, okay, so what's Caleb Williams better at?
Right.
And Caleb Williams is better at throwing on the move like crazy Mahomes throws, right? Like where he's running hard to his right, steps up, and then flicks it with his wrist. But, man, I feel like the Bears really messed up. It's crazy. It's also crazy, by the way. Think about this. By far the two best rookie receivers in the NFL, by far, Malik Nabers for the Giants,
yep.
Brian Thomas for the Jags, both rookies from LSU. How did LSU lose three games last year? They had Jaden Daniels and those two receivers, and they lost three games. The thing is, too, and I said this yesterday, Joe, on social media, I was talking with someone from the Commanders about this, okay? We went through it. Four or five, if you're really pushing it, maybe six guys for the Commanders would start for the Eagles.
Wow.
If you went position by position.
Well, the Eagles are a way better team. I believe that. I really do.
However, one of them right now is the quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think Dan Quinn has done an unbelievable job of getting so many guys like Dante Fowler and Frankie Louvu and Dorrance Armstrong, so many guys to play better than they ever have. It's really, really impressive. Like we want the Eagles to kill them, and they're a division rival and all those things, but if they were in the AFC or whatever, you have to admire how they've turned this around as quickly as they have. Primarily because of just the quarterback and the coach.
Yeah, no, it has been, from their standpoint, it has been impressive.